Tonight's gospel comes to us from the fifth chapter of the gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus goes up on this mountain and begins to teach. And he starts with what we call the Beatitudes, blessing people that you might go, really? They're blessed? And then he challenges us and charges us to let your light so shine before others they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. He then continues on with this discourse about the law and the prophets. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard it said in those in ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on your way to court with them, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you've paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your body members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you've heard that it was said those in ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you made to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. You've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. So, in good Lutheran form, I just proclaim to you the Word. And now, that means you're going to go and do it, right? Why not? Why not? The gospel of our Lord. Praise to you. What kind of praise is that? Isaiah had a long discourse on that kind of praise. What are you doing? How are you showing? And notice, please, that when someone wants to talk about the blessings of the Lord upon a nation, if someone wants to have a conversation about what God asks of a nation, and normally there's certain acts of morality, I want you to reopen that particular passage of Isaiah and go, where is that? And notice what is lifted up. And then hear Jesus. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. You heard it said. I say this. You heard this. I say this. There are those that would like to think that Christianity is consequence light and responsibility nada. Everything's grace, right? I'll let you in on a little secret. When it comes to your salvation, yes, that's what it's about. He did it. He doesn't get us, he got us. Done. But now the question is, what do you do with it? How do you respond to the fact you've been handed the keys to the kingdom? You have been given the keys to that mint classic car that your parents have kept hidden away from you for the longest time, and now they say you have the keys to it. How will you respond? You didn't earn those keys, but now you have them. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to go trash the car? Are you going to use the car and judgment against your neighbor? Look at what I've got. It's been handed to you. This isn't about acquiring, earning, or finding Jesus. This is about receiving and sharing, showing, let your light so shine before others. Well, I know I can do it better than you. Why, I'm a pastor. I wear this nice white robe. I've got this nice stole on. Of course, I'm going to do it better than you because I am holier than thou. Is my righteousness exceeding that of the Pharisees? No. I might be acting like a Pharisee in doing that, but my righteousness isn't there. And even if somehow I thought I'd go through that whole list of Jesus going, you heard, I say, and I go, of course, that's me. Look at me, I'm awesome. The only thing I have to do to give up for Lent is my humility. That last line should draw me up really short. For all of us who might want to think we can attain, that we can achieve, that we're somehow walking our way to, just ask yourself this simple question. Are you perfect like your Heavenly Father is perfect? Anybody? Any takers? We've got a nice cross up front for you. Because realize the fact that in doing these things, in holding people accountable, to how they treated their neighbor, how they responded to the world around them, how they cared for the last, the little, the least, and the lost. Whether they were engaged into the pointing of fingers and abuse of those who they considered lesser than them, or even in revilement towards those who thought they were better than them. When he held up these things, he wasn't crucified because those that claimed their righteousness accepted it. He was crucified because those that claimed their righteousness kept pointing to themselves and not to God. Be perfect, therefore, like your heavenly Father is perfect. But we are entrusted with those keys. We are entrusted with that light. We are entrusted with this grace. To do what? To share it. To show it. Not in a look at me, but in a look at him. And when we come to the end of Lent, and we end up literally at the foot of the cross, looking up at our Savior, who proclaims to us, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Once again, we're reminded that, no, we don't. But there again, we receive. On this Valentine's Day, when it's all about love, and isn't this ooey and gooey and mushy? We're called to remind ourselves that of their mortality. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. We're reminded of the fact that as we seek to show and share and give this light, we'd still end up at the foot of the cross looking up at the one who gave us all of these things. And we see what happened. But it's fitting that we have Valentine's Day today. Because as we end our Lenten journey at the foot of the cross, we come to the realization that just after, love wins. That even our mortality is not a barrier to God. And so all of the things that take him to the cross, that take us with him to the cross, love conquers all. So love your enemies. Love your neighbor. Love yourself. Because God does. For God so loved the world, he gave his Son. So remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.